So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. So in this very short video, I just want to talk about digital marketing and how you can get more leads and generate more leads and that kind of thing for your online business. So obviously it's 2022, everybody's using digital marketing these days for generating more leads and that kind of thing. And it just seems really hard, and it is really hard because you have to be really, really consistent all the time. And that can be really, really difficult to do. So let's just break it down. We've got four little sections that we're going to talk to you about. The first one is really just about increasing visibility. It's like, you know, people can't buy from you unless they know that you actually exist. That's it. If you might have the best product in the business, if people don't know that you actually even exist, you're going to struggle selling anything. So even if you've got a terrible product, at least if everybody knows about you, you're going to sell something, right? So that just shows how much of an importance we put on the fact that you're visible in your marketplace. So the first thing that you need to do is you've got to get out there and be more visible. You've got to demonstrate your products and services. You've got to be a personality, if you like. I mean, you don't have to be a personality, but literally people need to know that you exist. That's the first thing. The next thing is then is that you also need to be putting out more content, like a lot more content. I was doing a video earlier on today and we were talking about if you put out 100 pieces of content today, like 7 of those pieces would get seen and the rest wouldn't by the majority of the people. You've got to put out an inordinate amount of content. And obviously that's really difficult to do because it takes so much time. I do my content usually on the morning. I've had my shower, I've had my coffee. The world doesn't exist until those two things happen. And then once we've had those, then we go on to our live streams, such as this, for example, and we go live. And in fact, we're just testing a new camera now, which is one of the reasons why we're going live as a test. But you've got to get out there and you've got to put out more content. It doesn't have to be live. It can be video, it can be images, it can be podcasting. I do a podcast while I'm driving, so I'm just pressing record and I video it at the same time. And so everything gets noted down and then it goes out on iTunes and Spotify and Amazon Music and all of those cool things. But we're just always constantly increasing our visibility so that people can see us. People know that we're there. When people need Facebook ads, we go, oh, I need to use Dan. When people want content, oh, I need to use Dan. When we need a landing page or a website creating, we think, I need to use Dan and his business. They're really good. I know he's around. I've seen the quality of his work. That's who we should use. And so the more that we increase visibility and the more that we put out content, the more leads and telephone calls and strategy sessions that we're actually going to create. And the other thing that putting out more content does is it establishes you as an authority in your field and it increases visibility so that people know that you actually exist. And the third and final thing on this is that it actually builds trust. If you're putting out content consistently for a year, 2 years, 5 years, people, like, I mean, I'll give you an example. We sold a website last year and it was to a guy. And I said, oh, how did you first hear of us? He said, well, I don't know if you remember this, Dan, but about 10 years ago, you did an event at the Property Networking Club in Manchester. You were on stage and you were giving a talk. I'm like, yeah, I kind of remember that. I've done a couple, you know. And he said, that's how long it took. It took the guy 10 years. But all this content that we put out, and when the guy was ready, guess who we used? He came to us and he used us because we put out content for the last 10 years. Not as consistent as we'd like, but, you know, we put it out all the same. And then the other thing that you've got to start doing is that you've got to start following up more with your leads, with your potential clients. And if you've not got a system in place, be it a pen and paper, we use ActiveCampaign. It's got a little system in there called Deals. And so when somebody clicks on a website, I can see that they clicked on a website, you know, because they're interested. And I can send them an email saying, oh, I noticed you clicked on the website link on our website. Do you want me to jump on a call with you tomorrow at 2 o'clock? Let's have a chat about what you want to do. Yeah, Dan, that'd be great. And so we're following up. We're constantly following up. And then we'll have a conversation. And then, you know, they might buy straight away or they might say, oh, I'm not ready for it yet, but we're just working out what we want to do. Can you speak to me in 3 weeks' time? And I go, yeah. And I take that 3 weeks' time and I put it in my calendar. And we use ActiveCampaign again because I can get ActiveCampaign to send me an email to remind me to phone the guy. And then we phone the guy. And that's the follow-up. Most sales happen after the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th and 10th contact. And if you're thinking that you can just put out a bit of content and loads of leads come in without any follow-ups and any sales mechanisms in place, you're going to be sadly mistaken. But the first key is to get your follow-ups in place. next and final one then is to be consistent. And I'm a shocker at being inconsistent. I just, you know, like actually for the last 2 weeks, we've put out a lot of content every single day we've gone live and we've been really consistent. And the results of that is that our telephone, not our telephones, but our strategy form, our strategy session form has been completed and we've had strategy sessions every single day. Now, we don't have a massive business and we can't handle too many clients because it's not scalable, because the amount of sheer work that we do for each individual client is quite comprehensive. Even though our pricing's really good, we actually do an awful lot for them. So we don't want a lot of work all coming in at once. But I've noticed that the more I go live, the more content we put out, the more strategy sessions, the more leads, the more people I speak to, and so on and so forth. So look, that's just a four-part section on how to use digital marketing to generate more leads. I hope that's useful for you. If so, just like and subscribe and click in the box down below and you can sign up for your own strategy session. Other than that, we'll catch up with you in the next one. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.